You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 24, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Niger uranium mine takeover. Why France lost its grip. A quiet revolution has unfolded across the desert landscapes of northern Niger. For over five decades, French state corporations controlled the vast mineral wealth buried beneath the Sahara. That era came to an end when the Nigerian government transferred the historic Somair uranium operations to a wholly state-owned enterprise known as Sumco SAW. This decisive move stripped the French nuclear conglomerate Orano of its last active extraction assets in the country. The takeover is more than a standard business dispute. It represents a dramatic turning point in West African economic sovereignty. For generations, African nations watched their natural wealth fuel foreign power grids while local populations remained in darkness. Today, Niger is rewriting those rules, challenging legacy agreements, and asserting direct sovereign control over its most valuable strategic asset. The story began in 1957 when French geologists from the Bureau de Recherches Géologiques et Minières searched for copper in the Azalik region. Instead of copper, they discovered massive sandstone deposits rich in uranium. France quickly realized that this desert territory held the key to its strategic nuclear ambitions, both for military deterrence and domestic power. Generation. Niger gained formal political independence in 1960, but economic control remained tied to Paris through bilateral treaties. In 1968, France established the Société des Mines de l'Air, known as Somair, near the northern oasis town of Arlette. Commercial mining began in 1971 under terms that granted French state entities a commanding 63.4% stake, leaving Niger with a minority share through its state asset holding firm, Sopamine. A second major underground mine, Cominak, opened in 1978 to further secure the French energy supply. The unequal mining arrangements were part of a broader system known as Francafrique. This informal network preserved French economic, monetary, and military hegemony across its former colonies. Through preferential trade agreements, Paris secured access to strategic minerals while controlling national currencies via the CFA franc system. Consequently, wealth flowed outward to European conversion facilities, leaving local infrastructure underdeveloped. Whenever African leaders attempted to alter these terms, political instability frequently followed. In 1974, Nigerian President Hamani Diori demanded higher uranium prices to fund relief during a devastating Sahelian drought. Within months of challenging French pricing terms, Diori was overthrown in a military coup led by Sani Kouché. For decades thereafter, foreign corporations operated with minimal fiscal interference from Niamey. Over five decades of active mining yielded approximately 158,889 metric tons of uranium from the northern deserts. This output made Niger one of the top 10 uranium producers globally. Yet, the financial proceeds rarely reached the general population. While Nigerian uranium illuminated millions of French households, nearly 70% of Nigerians remained without electricity. More than 40% of the population lived below the extreme poverty line. The environmental costs in the mining hub of Arlette were severe. Independent investigations by organizations like CryEurid and Greenpeace documented millions of tons of radioactive tailings left exposed to desert winds. Local communities suffered from depleted aquifers and contaminated drinking water supplies. Mine workers and residents faced elevated rates of respiratory ailments and unexplained illnesses without adequate medical support. The extraction model embodied the classic paradox of plenty. Tensions between Niger and French operators intensified in the early 21st century. During the late 2000s, President Mamadou Tandja attempted to renegotiate mining contracts, demanding that Areva increase royalty payments and end tax exemptions. While new terms were agreed upon in 2014 under President Mahamadou Issoufou, the financial benefits remained limited. The collapse of global commodity prices following the 2011 Fukushima disaster prompted foreign firms to slow project investments across the region. A central point of contention was the massive Imoraren deposit, considered one of the largest undeveloped uranium reserves in the world. Orano repeatedly postponed industrial development at Imoraren, citing unfavorable international prices. Local officials argued that the foreign firm was holding strategic permits inactive while denying the state crucial economic revenues. Similar to historic broken institutional promises, these delays deepened local skepticism regarding Western corporate partnerships. The expulsion of French operators has sent shockwaves through international nuclear supply chains. France and the wider European Union were forced to accelerate procurement from alternative suppliers in Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Canada, and Australia. Meanwhile, Orano launched arbitration proceedings against the Nigerian state at the International Center for Settlement of Investment Disputes. The corporation is seeking substantial financial compensation for expropriated equipment and cancelled concessions. Despite legal friction, Niamey is charting an independent path. The government has engaged in discussions with international partners, including state entities from Russia, China, Turkey, and Iran, to secure new investment and technical expertise. However, significant logistical challenges remain. Because Niger is landlocked, exporting refined yellowcake requires secure transit corridors through neighboring coastal ports. Transport disruptions and trade barriers present continuous economic hurdles for the state operator. The reclamation of Somer represents a broader awakening across the African continent. From Malian gold mines to Congolese cobalt reserves, African nations are actively renegotiating concession terms that favored foreign corporations for generations. This push for resource self-determination mirrors broader historical struggles for economic justice found throughout the global Black diaspora. True liberation requires more than just replacing foreign operators with state companies. African intellectuals have long argued that shedding colonial influences must extend into industrial policy, technology transfer, and education. To succeed, Niger must channel its newly acquired mineral proceeds directly into local power generation, public schools, and healthcare infrastructure. By breaking the chains of Francafrique, Niger has taken a bold step toward reclaiming its heritage, its resources, and its sovereign future. Copyright, African Elements.